Vayter in Shas, we are in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Ches, picking up on the very top of the page, last words on the line. We're going to be discussing Bishul Akum. Here we go. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, Kol Hanechal Kemo Shehu Chai, anything that can be eaten raw, then Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Yitzchak, there's no issue of Bishul Akum. If it can be eaten raw, cooking, it doesn't really do much, and you're good to go. Besura Masnachim, Besura, that's what they said. However, Punto Disa Masnachim, Punto Disa, they said differently, they had different criteria. Amarav, Rav Shmuel Bar, Rav Yitzchak Amarav, Kol Sheino Nechal Al Shulchan Melachim Lapis Bo Sapas, anything that is not eaten on the world table to go ahead along with bread, then Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Yavichum does not have a Isser of Bishul Akum. Now, says the Gemara, Ma Benayu, what's the difference between these two ways of looking at it. The difference between them is that dagam ketan v'ardi v'daisa, small fish, mushrooms, and porridge. These are things that are not eaten raw, and they're also not eaten on a shulchan malachim. So according to the first lashon, if since it's not eaten raw, therefore you can't have them cook if you're not allowed to eat it if they cook for you. According to the second version, if they cook for you, are allowed to eat it because it's not eaten on the shulchan malachim. Amrav asi amrav dagim ketanim maluchim, salty ones ain bei mishum bishulei of the chachavim. There's no issue of bishul akum. It's just in achol and kamo shehein machz molchan. Once they're salted, then they can be eaten even raw. And therefore, there's no issue of Bishul Akum. Hamarav Yosef, im salon ovi gachavim, so when Avodah Zarah comes, Avodah Zarah, and they roast them, you can be somich Yisrael aleim shem erev tavshilin. No erev tavshilin is that if Yontif falls out right before Shabbos, it's Friday Shabbos, as Yontif is on Friday, it's going to Shabbos, you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. If you do, it's called an erev tavshilin. It's got to be something that's cooked and that's roasted. And they do this, and you're allowed to go, because it can be eaten when it's salted raw. Via vidino over kacham kasa d'harsana. But if the Avodah Zarah makes a karsa, he takes the fish and he makes it in taharsana, the kasa d'harsana, Rashi says that tigan bimurias shuman dagim and kamach. They take this fish and they go and they cook it with morias, it's the fat of fish, and with kemach, and with flour, then usher, it's going to be usher to eat it because of bishul akum. And therefore, you're not allowed to use it in the Erev Tavshilin. Says the Gemara, Pshita, obviously it's usher because this is something that couldn't be eaten raw because it's the flour involved. When the flour involved, they're not able to eat it raw. So it's going to know, the tema, harsan, ikr, you may have thought that the fish fat is actually the ikr, the main part. Rashi says, v'osa murias, nechel, kamot shuchai, b'shar, and that could be eaten raw. If it should be mutter, kamot shulan, kimcha is the ikr, kimcha, the kemach is the main thing. And therefore, it can be eaten raw, and that's why it's going to be Isser Bishul Akum. Rashi's Vishul Mishul Mishul Levz Gachavim, Shakemach Eino Nechol Chai Akum, by the way, stands for Avodas Kochavim Umazalos, right? So Avodas Aranex. And therefore, you can't see the flour is going to be eaten raw, therefore, you can have this type of Zach. Amarav Bruna Amarav Ovi Kochavim Shehitzis Esaor Ba'agam. And let's say you have this Avodas Aranex comes along and he lights up. And Agam is like, well, it can be used in different contexts, but in this one, what it means is it's talking about like a meadow. So if they light up a fire in that area in order to like get rid of all the plant, the stuff there to start anew, kol ha-chagavim shava agam, assume all of the grasshoppers that are there, they get roasted, they're going to be aser. And we're talking about here, ashish shenechruchu, they get all toasted, and as basha, they get cooked, mach masaor, because of the fire. And chagav, eino ton shchita, we know chagav, grasshoppers that are kosher, they don't need shchita, and therefore, there shouldn't be, but here they're getting cooked by it, and it says it's aser. In fact, the mahechi, then what's the case? If you want to say that we're talking about a case, we don't know which of the burnt grasshoppers is the kosher, which one is the non-kosher one. So my area of Chav, why are you saying that if you have a guy who goes to burn the field? If you saw Nam, even if you were to burn the field, you wouldn't know what they are. Therefore, it's going to be aser. Must be the aser is bishlakum. But hold on, in such a case, would it really be aser? You have an Avodah Zarah who singes the head of an animal in order to get rid of the hair. Machrich Reisha, they would burn, they would just like do like a flash fire in order to go to get rid of the hair that's on it. Shari Lemecha Mineh Afilim Reishuneh. It's going to be mutted from even the tips of the ears. Rashi Shah Ozen Raka, it's very soft. Vinitzlis B'cheri chasa, afil achi shari, hol v'ovik uchavim lo levashel niskavim. Even though it's now, it's get cooked by them, it's looking remote because he didn't have any kavanah to go out and to cook them, he was just trying to singe the hair. Says the Gemara, Alma, we see la bure sear, kamikavim, all he had in mind was to go and to singe the hair, but not to roast the meat, and it's still going to be mutter. So hachanami here also, legalui agma, kamikavim, he's just trying to go out to uncover the meadow. He wants to just clear it up so he can do whatever he wants with it. But not to have in mind whatever, so it should be mutter. Really, we're dealing with a case where you don't know if it was sorry. Tell me stuff in there. This is just the story that happened. It could have been a Jew that did it. Still would have been problematic because we don't know which ones are the kosher grasshoppers and not, and they're not recognizable once they're all burnt up. But if it's this is a story that happened with a Jew and that's, with a guy, and that's what we say like that. But even with a Jew, it would have been a problem as well. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar, Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Amar Pedas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hi, Ovi Kuchavim. This Avodah Zarah, the Char Chesed goes and he burns the hair off the animal. Shari Lemicha Minei Afilim Reishuni. You're allowed to go eat from it, even from the tips of the ears. Amar Avir Hilkach. Therefore, Hai Avi Kuchavim the Shada Siksa Latanura. In the case of the Varinar, who throws Rashi says a the Shada Siksa is Kavilai Belaz Liyavsha Betanur. So what it is a piece of, as she says, yaseid, it's like a peg of wood, vav, ziz. It's a thing that you go throw into the oven in order to dry it out, because apparently it got wet or whatever, you want to dry it out. V'kavar ba Yisrael kara meikar, and a yid had buried in there already a gourd in the oven before the oven got fired up over there, and the gourd now got cooked because of this thing they threw in there. Shopper, dummy, it's okay. You're allowed to go and you're allowed to eat it. Rashi says, "V'hit min yisob atanor, de'la'aschaya, a raw gourd, like a pumpkin or something like that. Kodem shehusak atanor, ve'ovik uchavim, esikov in his basha de'las." And they go ahead. And by cooking his peg over there, end up cooking this thing. Shopper, dummy, it's okay to eat. You're allowed to mutter to eat. Rashi says, "Hol ve'ovik uchavim, since ovik uchavim lo levash l'skavim, he's never mind to do any sort of bishul, this for mutter." Says Gemara, pshita. It's push it. If that's the case, it's the same case that we saw before, right? So why do you have to tell me this? No, ma. The tema levashule imana kamechavin. He actually had in mind levashule to cook something over here. This kli, because he's cooking it over there in the fire. He's not really cooking it, but he is, you know, quote unquote cooking it. Kamash malan lishrure imana kamechavin. All he's trying to do is he's trying to strengthen, like shriras and muscles, the kli by making sure that he dries it out. Rashi says, "Ma'od tateim ahay over kachavin lebeshule lahay siksa ichavin v'hal l'shem bishul hisiku." And therefore comes out, "Kamash balan the shuri yamana kam ichavin." All it is, Rashi says, "The in bishul bekelim el the shuri yamana ichavin lahakshul sisi yosed v'in daito lebishul the shurei is lashon shrier v'kim kaim mechazak." Like we said. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Let's say you have a yid and he puts meat on the gechalim, on the coals. Then comes a guy and he goes and he flips it over. Mutter, it's going to be mutter to go and to eat it. What exactly is the case? If you want to say the case is talking about that, had the going not flipped it over, then it would have cooked. It would have cooked on its own. We didn't need him to do that. The Mishita, obviously the meat's going to be mutter. El lav, what are we talking about? The ilafach lav, we're talking about a case of, had he not flipped it over, it never would have gotten cooked. Amar mutter, and why should it be mutter? Bishul ev gechavnin, that's called bishul akam. Why should it be fine? Says Gemara, lo tzricha, what's the case we're talking about? So what is the case? Lo tzricha, we're talking about a case. The ilafach have a bashil betartishai. If he hadn't flipped it, then it would take 2 hours to cook. V'hashta kabashu v'chadashat. Now, because he flipped it, it ended up cooking quicker. Now, the time you would have thought, keruvi bishul milsi, bringing things quicker, is considered something mamashistik, kamashvalon. Therefore, it's coming to tell you that, nah, that's not a problem, since it was going to cook. And so anyway, we didn't need him to be doing that. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. The amar avasi, amar av yochanan, frakta gemara, kolshu kamecho ben yusoi. We know anything that's cooked by a yid, it gets to the point of kamacho ben yusoi. Machav and Yusai, we learned about in the Masechta Shabbos. He was a criminal, a bandit, a thief, and he was always on the move. He couldn't be stay one place too long, except for he cooked his food, you know, to a very small amount, one third cooked. And once it hits that stage already, kol shu kamecha ben yishai ein bo bishom bishal v'kachavim. So any food that gets if a yid goes and cooked it like that, then it's no longer going to be considered an issue of the Rashi says listem haya ochel kol davar hamavushal k'tas. So he would have things even cooked like a little bit, like we already just said. Okay, ein bo bishom bishal v'kachavim anymore. If an Avodah Zarah comes along and does it, ha, ain't no kamacha ben yisai. What does that imply? That if it didn't hit kamacha ben yisai yet, then he goes and he cooks it, then they're gonna have an issue. They're gonna have an issue here. How does that work? What we just said? Is gemara no hasam kegon daosve besilta. Vasi's din is talking about where you took the food that was cooked a little bit and you put it in a basket. Right, that's not going to cook if you don't do something with it. It's just going to be done. And then Avodah Zarah comes and he picks it and puts it into an oven to finish it off. So there, the initial cooking was stopped, and Avodah Zarah came along and he started like a new cooking. In that case, the food is going to be awesome unless the Jew actually got it to a stage of kamacha ben yisai. In Huda's case, the food was actually on the fire, and it would have been completely cooked, even if the Avodah Zarah didn't do anything. It doesn't matter how much the Jew did when the Avodah Zarah actually took over. Tanya Mehachi, the Bais would support this. When he saw a basa al gabi chalim, a yid who goes and he puts it, you can put it meat on the coals, above the chalim hafikbo, and a guy comes and flip it over. Ad sheyavo Yisrael mi beis hakenesses, or mi beis hamedrash, you know, until the yid comes back from the shul, from shtagging. Vein ochoshe, so we're not worried at all. Shofetzes yishe kadera al gabi kira. You can also have a woman can put a pot on top of a fire. Rashi fills us in that shvisas kedera kari kishenosa nosa aloor. That's what it's called. They put in the fire. Uba salved es gochavim and avodah zarah. Woman can come in. Beep. Turn the page. Lemachasom beis umigisa, and she can stir it with a pot. Rashi says mahafeches bekaf. She can flip it over with a spoon. Ad she told me beis amechas or beis aknesa. She comes back from the bathhouse or from the shul. Veinuchoshes. She says we're not worried. About the fact, and we're not worried about anything. So we see that as long as the gid starts it off, right, then it's totally fine, even though the guy does it. What happens if the Avodah Zarah put the mitzvah, not the yid? Avodah Zarah put the mitzvah, and then the yid goes out and he flips it around. If when it's finished through an Avodah Zarah, it's going to be mutter. Then if it's finished by the hands of a yid, isn't it clear that it's going to be something which is going to be mutter? Says the Gemara, if my nami, right? And also, it was stated that to back this up, Amar Rabbi Berchana, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar La Amar Rabbi Acha Berchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Shein Yach Ovi Kachavim Hivach Yisrael. Whether the Avodah Zarah put it first, then the Yid flipped it. Bein Shech Esav Yichav Yitzchak, the flipped it. Did you put it, and then the Avodah Zarah flipped it? Mutter is going to be mutter. Veinu Aser Atch Di Tchilasu V'Gumaru Be'ad Ovi Kachavim. It's going to be Aser. If the beginning and end was done by the Avodah Zarah. So if the Yid's even part of the process, then it's going to be fine. Amar Avina Hilchas Adalachas says Ha Rifta the Shagar Ovi Kachav Be'Afi Yisrael. In the case of the bread, where Avodah Zarah turned on the oven and the yid came and baked the bread over there, Rashi Shagar Ovi Kachav is hissik by Tanur. Inami Shagar Yisrael Be'Afi Ovi Kachav, or the Jew fired up the oven and the Avodah Zarah put the bread in. Inami Shagar Ovi Kachav Be'Afi Ovi Kachav, or if you want to say that the Avodah Zarah he fired up the oven and he baked the bread. Ve'Asi Yisrael Ve'Chasa Be'Chatuye. And he came over there, and what did he do? Chatias, Rashi says, Chatias, Gruchalas, Mechamemes, Ometzia, Choma, Gechalamit. It goes, when you go and you stir that, it heats it up, and it brings up more heat from the coals. Shapir dam, it's mutter to eat it. Even like a little bit amount of being participation over there. Dagmaliach, salted fish, Rashi says, Shemochel, Ha'ovi, Kochavim. The guy, he's the one who salted it. Salting it can be eaten without any sort of bishul. Chizkia shari, Chizkia matered it. Why? Because he holds Rashi is the lav who bishul, because that's not bishul. I'm just putting salt on it. If Yochanan Aser, he says Rashi is bishulo. That is its cooking. Beitza tsluya by in reference to a roasted egg. Rashi says shetzola A guy goes and he roasted this egg. Bar kapara shari, he says mutter. Rashi says whole ublia ochel didei velo nuga v'gachav meochla. Since the food is swallowed up inside of it, it's inside the egg. It's inside the shell of the egg, and therefore you never came to touch this over here. Rabbi Yochanan asar. Rabbi Yochanan says no. It's asar. He cooked it. I don't care if he didn't touch it. He cooked it. Both salted fish and roasted eggs. Chizke bar kapara shari, they matter it. Rabbi Yochanan asar. Rabbi Yochanan asers it. Now it's story time. So we see Rabbi Yochanan asers that. Rabbi Chia parva ikla lebe reish galusa. He came to visit the reish galusa. Reish galusa we mentioned many, many times. Have we ever really explained it? But it was like the go-between between the Jewish people and the government. So what happened was they came to there in Amalei, they said to him, what's the din of a roasted egg by a guy? By a guy, I mean of a Zarnik. Amalei said to him, Chizkei bar kapara shari, Rabbi Yochanan Aser. And vein dvar of shalechad mkom shtayim. One does it be two, and therefore it is mutter. Armelu razvid of zid got up and said, lo titsisu lei. Do not listen to him. Hachi amar abayis or abayis says, hachazak of zid rab yochanan, lacha zaik rab yochanan, that it's aser. Ashkeyua nagota dechala venach navshe. They gave him a cup of vinegar to drink and he died. It says Rashi, Ashkiyu l'Rav Zvid, the Gutta Dechala, Hanach Deveresh Galusa's people, the Lohava Malu, they were not great people, Mishum Da'achmir Alai, because they weren't happy the fact that he's being mach with them, so they poisoned him to death. So now you know, according to Rashi, at least Hedera Zvid die because he got poisoned by them. Tanu Rabbanan Hakafrisin Rashi's Shomer Lepri Hain Mimin Slaf from the caperberry. Viderech Laachla and Chayin is eaten raw. Vyesha Sholkan Osan Vim Bishan of Gachav Mutter. So, as we cook them, it's going to be mutter. So, Hakafrisin, these are the caperberry, the husks, the outer thing of it. The kaplutos, rashes, karsis, leek. The chol kumushin chayin, it's eaten raw. The hematalia, rashes, come on first, can explain what that is. The chamin, and not water, rashes, mayim chamin, the ha'in, mishtanin, mibriyasan, it didn't change its form because of the fact that it got cooked. The kloyos, and rashes, nami lo nishtanu, these also didn't switch their form, parched foods. The shalahen of all the avarazarniks, butarn. They are going to be mutter, right? Because we said either it's raw, it can be eaten as it is, it's raw, or like it doesn't make any sort of change when it's cooked. Beitzah tzluya asura, but a roasted egg that clearly is going to take a change of form and isn't eaten raw, so therefore it's going to be asur. Shemen. What about the shem and the oil of Razarnik? So we did this anasi, obeys dino, nimnu alavi, tira. Remember, we saw this past couple of days. We discussed this idea. They voted on it and they mattered it. That was good. Tiny rules in the Baisa. He, hemtalia, he, psilia, he, shiasa. That's all the same then. Remember, we said that this hemtalia thing is going to be, of the Razarnik, is going to be mutter. Now, all these things are the same, they're saying these last three things. My shiasa, what is this talking about? It's already 40 years since this story came out of Mitzrayim. He comes and he says that there's been 60 years since it came out of Mitzrayim. And just Agav, you should know, please, I'm actually not arguing about this. That is because Mar Bishnei, one segment of his years, and Mar Bishnei, one segment of his years. Right, the Yochanan is saying the story 40 years after it happened. Rabbi Rechana is talking about it 20 years after that. Maisu, so anyway, back to the story of Shiasa. Maisu Bizra de Karpasa. They brought seeds of cress. Rashi says Zera Shel Karpas. Seeds of cress. Ubizra de Kitana. And the seed of flax. Ubizra de Shavlilta. And the seed of, Rashi says, Fenegrai. Hutilsan, which is fenugreek. Vitarlu Bahadi Adadi Bipushar, and they soak them together in Rosh Hashanah some Mamayim in warm water, lukewarm water, Vishovkale Ad de Makbal. And they left it until Rashi says the Makbal is just soak and they started to grow. Maitis Khatzbi Kharate, and they brought new barrels. They filled it up with water. Gargishta, and they soaked clay in it. Rashi says chomer. It's a type of chomer. Right? It's a lazer Rashi. Arzila. Clay in it. Umadbikin bay. And the seed started to rush. Hanech bizer started to attach to it. While in the Beibani. In the meantime, they went to the bathhouse. The nafka milav levin. When they came out, they already started to grow shoots. And they started to eat from it. Vekarye mi binta dereshayu ad tufra de karayu. She says, "Say roshan v'kamash v'lam brisa the inami taruluhu v'chamim eishari." That what happened was, and they became chilled from their hair to their toes. So, the first braisa that we said, that this talia of Avodah Zarah next is mutter, even if Avodah Zarah soaked them in hot water, they're still going to be mutter. Why? Because they could have eaten even without it being soaked. It makes sense that it would have grown shoots so quickly. So he's like, these are just milin, meaning this is just words. This has actually never happened. And some say no, bimilin means al yedei divrei lachash shel kshafim enos, and they did this with some sort of kishuf, just with words. That's how it ended up happening. Tan Rabbanan hakuspan shel ovdei kochavim. Rashi's kuspan is psolas shel tamarim, the chreft of the dates she'asim and shechar v'chol tanosan. Right. So what they did is they had the leftover dreg, and they would go and they would pour water over it. Hot water of it, and they would eat it. If the hot water was boiled in a big pot, also it's going to be aser biyar ketana mutter. But in the small pot, it's going to be mutter. Easy yar ketana was considered a yar ketana. Oh yo. Yar ketana is a rabbiane kol she'ain sipur drawer yachal lekanis besocha. Anything that a sipur drawer, Rashi says shapia cuts it. It's very narrow. The baha vade lo ifshel davar tummy. They certainly didn't cook something tummy in there. The nechesh ligiuli of the chum. They should be worried about the fact that there's like the taste of the avodah zarah stuff in there. So Rashi says the Gemara says kol she'ain sipur dror. It's a very small type of bird. Can't fit inside of it. Maybe Rashi says it means that the nitchav levarim and v'echnisuav and his bash labov achshav polat the tam b'chamin alalu. Maybe what happened is they took it apart and they put it into the pot over there. And then the Yitaka do have Tom in there, and therefore it should be Aser. Elakol Shein roast Tzibur Dor Yochel Yikonis B'Tochel means the head of it can't fit in. Rashi Vein Lachol Kedichos Sisur Ketana Mizu. You have smaller pieces that they don't cut up smaller than that. Hi, V'Otani Mutan Abraisa Achas Yor Gedolav Achas Yor Ketana Mutter. I don't care how big the pot is. It's still going to be Mutter to go and to put the date stuff in there to go and eat the egg afterwards. It's going to look Asher. Ha, come on, the Armin Osetan of Gam Aser. That goes according to what it says. That it gives a bad taste after it's going to be Aser. And that's why he'll say Aser. Ha, come on, the Armin, the one who says the pots, depending on the size, make a difference. I'm sorry, that says it's going to be okay. It's going to, the Amar, command the Amar, Nosetam of Gam Mutter. It says Nosetam of Gam is going to be Mutter. It says Rashi. Nosetam of Gam, it's something that gives over nasty taste. But plukta he prepared Basar and Duflam at the Samach Zion or base. Bechol Giuli of the Chavim, Nosetam of Gam, all the cooking of the Chavim that's in their pots, you know, the next day, it gives over a nasty taste. So in this bashal iser et bohos, yesterday cooked, ukvar hufak taimah, its taste got disgustified. V'nifsal belina chutz mikedera basyoma, and it becomes nifsal, like, it's nothing, belina, when it passes, when a whole day has passed, except for kedera basyoma, if it's that very day, the nosit ha meshevachu v'asar, that gives over still a good taste of its aser. So, so my chlokus is no siftam levgam, aser or mutter. One says aser, so it makes a difference if the pot is a big one or a small one. If it's a small one, then we know there was nothing cooked in there except for this hot water stuff. And if it's a big one, then it's going to be aser. If it's aser levgam is mutter, I don't care the size because it's already going to be shasty. And if everything the taste goes in, it doesn't matter. Amar Rav Sheshe, Sahai, Mirshcha Shlika Deramoi, aser. Boiled oil, right? We said earlier that the oil is not a problem if it was zara, but if it's boiled, okay, we have a problem. Bishlakum. I'm Rav Safra. Lemay nechushla. Like, what are you worried about? Like, what's the problem? Imishum iraruve. If you worry about the fact that maybe this is going to be some sort of mixing going on, Rashi shaman disarvable yayin. Maybe they mixed into it some sort of wine. Mr. Sari. No way. The oil would become all nasty if the wine got all mixed up with it. Rashi shaman masmiach. Imishum. You want to say the answer is a problem of bishlakum. Nechal ukamoshu chai, but it's eaten raw. Therefore, the raw is not going to be over an iser. Imishum. If you want to say because of the taste that comes out of the kli and it comes into it, and you have the food over there goes into the oil, that you wouldn't be worried about because no stam lefgam who umutter, it's nasty and it's mutter. Therefore, what's the reason it's an issur they go out and they boil the oil. All right, so in other words, there's no reason to go and have an issue with it, and it's fine. Now we move on. Boy, name Ravasi. They asked about from Ravasi. Hi, ahine shliki deramoi mai. What is the din of the cooked dates of the Arameans? Rashi's ahine is tamarim. Chulie lo tibayalach. If you're dealing with the ones that are chulie, Rashi says misukim. They're very sweet. Vade shari le shari. The im mishum mishulev de kachavim. They're eating raw. Back in the Gemara. Chulie lo tibayalach. That's not going to be asked a question. The vade shari for sure. That's going to be mutter. Mirire lo tibayalach. If it's very bitter, Rashi says inu necham b'shulam matkan. It can't be eaten when they're raw. Therefore, when you go and you cook it, then it goes in and it sweetens it up. That also we're not talking about. Right, vaday lo tibayalach is not a question. The vaday is siri, because those are for sure going to be usher, because it can't be eaten as is. Ki tibayalach, then what's the question? Mitziyay, Rashi says, if it's like in the middle over there, the necholin chay in al yidei chak, it could be eaten chay, but it's difficult. It's difficult to eat the chay because you know it's bitter, but it's you know some sort of middle ground over there. So clearly, the cooking it is making it better. But it can still be eaten even when it's not in that state, even when you don't cook it. My, what's going to be the din? It says the Gemara, Amr lehu, my tibay lehu. What are you even asking here? Derabi asar. Don't you know our teacher, our Rebbe, they already asked this. Umanu, who is our Rebbe? Levi. Let's Levi asked this. Okay. We move on to a next thing. Shisisa. What is this? Is Rashi tapshil? It's a dish. Also, mikemach shel kloyos. It's made from flour of kernels. Shekloyos. She yavshan betanur. They parch them. They dry them out in an oven. And we have over here v'yesha osin or some mikemach hadashim. Sometimes made from lentils. L'vishem misukin because they're sweet. Yosef, they're very sweet. No sin shabachomis. They put vinegar over there. And sometimes you go and you put water. Now if vinegar is put in, then we have an iser because vinegar comes from wine, and that's an issue of the Vodazarnik. She saw a Rav Shari. Rav said his mutter, avud et shmo v'levi aser. They come and they aser it. B'chiti v'sari, when you're dealing with something out of wheat or barley, Rav says, ain't derech lasin shem chomets. You don't put chomets over there. Therefore, kuli ama lo pligi, the shari, I'm going to say it's going to be good. There's always putting vinegar in it. B'tlavche d'chala. If you're dealing with the ones with lentils with vinegar, kuli ama lo pligi, the aser. Everyone's going to say that it's going to be aser. Keep pligi. When do they argue? B'tlavche d'maya. In reference to, if it's made out of, the shisisa, it's made out of lentils with water. Rashi says, lufche is adashim. And therefore, and it doesn't have anything else that's going on. My suffer gives you an atuha. One says that when it goes there this with the water because of the vinegar. Umar, savar, lo, gazrina. Then it says, we're not going to such a thing. Vigad amri, some say that bitlofche demaya in reference to with lentils with water, kulam lo pligi da aser. Everyone's going to say that that's going to be aser because you're going to confuse that with putting in with vinegar also. Ki pligi, so where exactly is there machlokas? This is machiti visari when it's dealing with shiz made of wheat or barley because every time we know we don't put any stuff in the wheat and barley, but my suffer because we know how to. One says that we are going to be gozer, one because of the other, but the wheat and barley. Because of the lentil shtickle. Well, my summer logos, you know, says, no, we're not goes there such a situatia. It's going to be fine. Amarav, trey mine shisisa, shad there by Zilai, Giladi, David. By Zilai, the Giladi, he said two types of sisa to David HaMelech. This is when David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom. Avshalom came and he attacked his father, who's going to take over the throne, and David HaMelech ran away, and he went to Machanayim, over the Yarden, over there, Barzil Yeladi, and other people that he gave David HaMelech. He's very hungry, and his people that came along with him, they gave him food and supplies, that comes up in Shmuel, and it says there's two different types of Shisa that it gave them. Lichsev, as the Pasuk says, Mishka v'sapos u'kli yotze v'chitim u'sa'arim v'kemech v'kali u'pol v'adashim v'kali. Right, so we see these two different, each one of them is talking about parched kernels, different type of shisisa, that came from the flour of the parched kernels. V'hashtahu dekab mafke tzani l'shuka d'hardana. Nowadays, that they take a basket fulls, baskets, to the markets of Narda, Veles, the Chayesh, Laha, Davur, the Shmo, Velevi. No one's worried. No one holds that which the Chumrah of Shmuel's father and of Levi. They buy the wheat and the barley, Shasia, from the Vodazarniks, and it's good and dandy. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.